So this is Christiana Bake. It's March 27th, 2011, and I'm here at the home of Javier Gomez, who is a sanitation worker for the Department of Sanitation New York City. So we are just beginning our interview. So can you describe to me what you do for a living for the Department of Sanitation?
For the Department of Sanitation, we do quite a few things. We do MLP, which is Motorized Litter Patrol, which is picking up the garbage that's dropped off by just random people in the street. Mm-hmm. We do recycling collection, which is using a split body truck. One side holds paper, the other side holds metal, but they're totally separate units.
But all trucks have that.
Yes, all split body trucks that for recycling we do that, and then we have the real loaders, which are for collection, which is just regular household garbage. And from day to day, we are on different routes, different sections of our garage. On any particular day, or we start out, we could do 3rd Avenue to 4th, 5 to 7, 7 to 8. You know, everybody has a different time of garbage pickup throughout the district, so that it gives us the opportunity to be able to cover the entire district.
Do you guys do you cover specific district number?
Yes, we are BK7, which covers Sunset Park, part of Sunset Park, part of Park Slope and Windsor Terrace, which our district is encompassed by from 15th Street to 65th Street, from 1st Avenue to 8th Avenue, and also parts of Windsor Terrace, Park Slope that go up to Fort Hamilton Parkway, Caton Avenue, from East 1st to East 7th, part of Ocean Parkway. We cover a very large area. We also were responsible for the BQE leading up to the Battery Tunnel and leading up to the Verrazano.
So that's the pickup route that you
drive? No, that's actually the highway that's our responsibility for snow. So we, you know, we have a big district and we have a big responsibility.
Yeah.
Because we have major thoroughfares that run through our district that lead to Manhattan for, you know, business and fire trucks, and just even the commissioner travels through our district to get to Manhattan.
District number 7.
Yeah, because he lives in Staten Island, so he has to come through BK7. Because through our highway, pretty much, the BQE Gowanus. But on any given day, we don't know what we're doing. We don't know, because my seniority, I'm like in the middle, so I pretty much don't have my own set route yet. I mean, on recycling I do, because I'm mostly on recycling. So I'm pretty much on the same route every day. But it's not the same streets every day.
Can you describe that a little bit more in detail?
Okay. Today, let's say it's Monday. So today we pick up garbage here in this area, which is, hypothetically, from 25th Street to 27th Street. From 3rd Avenue to 5th Avenue, both sides. That's your whole route. But now tomorrow, still you're still in that same area. Like, let's be considered, let's say that's Section 2. So tomorrow, you'll be in Section 2 because that's where your route is, but you're not going to have the same streets that you did the day before. Now, let's say you'll have from 27th Street to 34th Street, from 3 to 5, both sides.
So it's the same district number but different sections.
Yes. Our district is BK7, but we have four sections in our garage, Section 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay.
And so for me, as far as my routes, I'm on mostly recycling.
Okay.
5 days a week. There's the occasional day that I will be on garbage pickup because someone's off or someone went, you know, is sick. You know, they were short manpower, you know, because they, we get our orders from our borough. Our borough is in BK11, which is another district. They have what's called the borough. They get their orders from Manhattan. And then the borough gives our job description and job activity for the following day to our clerk. We have a clerk, which is a garage clerk. He gets the orders from Manhattan, and he sets up the board accordingly. So, like, the borough says, well, you know what? We're going to do, you're going to have 10 extra people that are coming tomorrow from Queens. It's called out-of-towners. And then they'll set up the board to have them do various things in the garage. MLP, if we're short people, they'll put one of them on the truck, or make them do work around the garage. But for the most part, it's usually MLP, which whatever problem area we have in our district with a lot of garbage, they'll bombard that area to clean it up.
Okay.
Because we actually get graded. Our streets get graded. We have
who grades?
You know what? That comes from Manhattan. We have a, I believe it's called the, it's pretty much a district. It's like a school card. You know, we get 90s, we get 70s, we get 60s, you know, and you want to be in the higher 80s to 90s, because, the cleaner your district, you won't have an MLP in your district. You won't have motorized litter patrol, which in turn they could, you know, set their attentions to another district that may have problems with garbage. You know, our biggest problem in our district, because we have the Gowanus, is actually under the Gowanus in the BQE. That area for years was a big dumping ground.
And you guys have to cover that.
Yeah, we have to pick up all the garbage underneath there. And it's, you know, you're not getting truck money for that. You're not getting truck money for that. That's just straight labor. You know, for picking up garbage, we get truck money. We get paid additional money for that.
Yeah.
Aside from our salary.
Yeah.
You get garbage pickup money, and then if you dump the truck, you get dump money. Recycling, we don't dump on shift. That gets done on the 4 to 12 because you won't be able to do it in the allotted time. We won't be able to do it in 8 hours. Pick up the garbage or the metal and the paper, and then go to Staten Island to dump the paper, and then go to Bayonne, New Jersey to dump the metal.
It's so complicated.
Yeah, it's not, right? We don't have the facility
in
Brooklyn where we could dump both commodities. I think eventually we will. I think they're planning to build a recycling facility here in Sunset Park, in the Bush Terminal area.
Okay.
They're thinking about putting some kind of recycling from paper and metal, but like I said, for me in my district, on any given day I could be, you know, like, I don't know if I was off Saturday, so I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow actually in my garage. I didn't call for my orders because I knew I was days. I'm gonna be days, but I don't know. I have to, when I go, I could call and find out, or I can just wait till tomorrow and walk in and see what my name is on the board. I could be on garbage or I could be on recycling. But I pretty much guess that I'll be on recycling.
So is that, in terms of your weekly schedule, you get it through your order, but that that starts at the beginning of your week. And before that, you obviously don't know.
Right, no, we don't know what we're doing. We won't know what we're doing Tuesday until tomorrow afternoon.
Is that a frustrating part of the job for you?
Yeah, a little bit, but for the most part, it's not snow. It's with days.
Yeah.
As long as I'm days, I really don't care what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is that I gotta do, I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
Whether it be MLP or, you know, recycling garbage. In the beginning, it was tough because you were on MLP every day.
Can you describe MLP a little bit?
MLP is you usually get a truck, they give you a route, and you literally take your can and your broom and your shovel and go sweep the streets. Literally.
Is that usually given to people who first start out?
That's given, yeah. That's given every day. If our district is, like I said, has a problem area where they're always constantly getting a bad scorecard because of, you know, litter on the street, just from pedestrian traffic or contractors who dump their garbage on, you know, under the Gowanus, you know, that affects us. So, you know, we get MLP, and in the beginning, it was tough because they dump tons of garbage.
Yeah.
Under the Gowanus, that you literally go from block to block to block, just picking it up and throwing it in the truck and sweeping, and it was very, you know, very monotonous work, but it was work, you know.
Yeah.
You got to make your, you know, making your bones, so to speak. You know, you're starting out. You got to start at the bottom. You got to start somewhere. But we knew, when I say we, I'm talking about my friend and my partner, Chris, we knew that it was going to be a 5 to 6 year plan. That, in other words, once we hit 5 to 6 years, we won't be on MLP anymore. Mm. We'll be on collection. We'll be making the extra money. We'll have some more seniority. And now, it's been about 2 years since I've been on MLP. Mm-hmm. But there's the occasional day where we're short and we may get stuck on it because they cut trucks. Everything that happens in the garage on the board affects everyone. Because if we have 40, let's say we have 40 people. Mm-hmm. So now we need 20 trucks. Let's say they have 20 trucks mm-hmm. for between recycling and garbage. So now we have the 40 bodies to fill the spots. Mm-hmm. But now if they turn around and say, oh no, we're not going to do those two extra routes today. They take two trucks away. They're not going to do those routes. Now you have four bodies that you have to do something with them. Mm-hmm. So now, because those two guys, let's say, have good seniority, mm-hmm. now they took the two trucks away. Now you got to accommodate them somewhere else on the board. Mm-hmm. So now it trickles down. Anyone with lower seniority has to get pushed off the truck. Mm-hmm. And usually comes down to guys like me or guys that are below me. But sometimes it does affect me because we have a certain amount of people nights, we have a certain amount of people days.
Yeah.
So I may be on that cusp where I may get forced onto MLP.
Yeah.
But I get lucky sometimes and I don't. So, which is the way it's worked out most of the time for the last 2 years. Mm. I'll be like on the borderline of being on MLP and then boom, I'm on the truck.
Yeah.
Because someone during the night got sick and they called up, listen, I'm not coming into work, so then I won't be there anymore. You'll see me on the truck. I come in, I was on MLP. Like, you gear yourself up to be on MLP because you're going to be out there all day.
Do you think, I mean, it sounds like with what you're saying, seniority is a pretty big thing.
Seniority is key. Seniority is key. Without the seniority, it's, you know, it'd be a free-for-all. Mm. It works to your advantage and to your disadvantage. Mm-hmm. There's two sets of rules. There's the rules that are set by the union. And there's in-house rules.
Mm. Can you describe both for me?
Union rules, for example, union rule. Senior man has to make the money.
What does that mean?
Senior man has to make money before a junior guy.
Oh, okay.
So I can't make money before you if you have more time than me because you're the senior man.
Mm.
Your seniority makes you get the money.
Mm.
In other words, if there's MLP or garbage, you're going to go on garbage because it's money involved. In other words, you're getting additional money
to pick up.
Right. Not necessarily better because it's heavier. You know, my MLP day might be just sweeping two blocks.
Mm.
And it might not be required of me lifting any heavy garbage. Mm. Whereas you're going to make the extra money, but you're going to work for it because you're going to do about 10, 12 tons of garbage.
Mm.
So are you really getting the better job? Probably not, but you are making the money.
Mm.
So the union, that's the union rule. In-house rule, senior man can go wherever he wants on the board.
Mm.
So you've got 25 years on the job. You're tired of lugging garbage. But you don't want to retire yet. So you want to take the easy job. You want to do recycling.
Mm.
Which is easier on your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not picking up heavy garbage. Like, you know, you're picking up between both commodities on any given day. You're probably picking up between 7 and 8 tons.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas on garbage, you're picking between 10 and 13 tons.
Mm. Do you make more money, though, doing garbage versus recycling?
No, those two jobs make the same money as far as truck money. The only thing that you don't get on the recycling is the dump money because you're not dumping on shift, which is, I think now it's like $7.22 to dump, but do that times 5 days,
right.
Times $56 times 5 days. You know what, that's $350 a week on your check,
yeah.
Aside from your base pay.
Do you feel like people in the job prefer certain jobs? Like,
yeah, they do, but now in-house rule, like I said, they can do whatever they want. But now the junior guys in my garage, we got tired of that because the senior man today knows, oh my God, that route is very heavy today. I don't want to go on that route. Put me on recycling. Put a junior guy there.
Uh-huh. And that happens often.
And right, and they're abusing it. And you know what? We got tired of it because even though they're senior, it's a junior garage.
Mm.
There's more junior men than there are senior men there.
Mm.
So we pretty much said, listen, we don't want this in-house rule anymore because you guys are abusing it, and you guys are, you know, think you're gonna, you know, keep, you know, putting us in the, giving us the bad jobs every day, the bad, you know, the bad details. So we're not doing this anymore. In our union rule, senior man has to go on garbage. That killed them. Because now, if you got 25 years on the job, you want to stay on this job, you're going to be on garbage every day. Because your seniority puts you there. You want to make the money, you're going to be on garbage. And I'm going to be on recycling, saving my body for when my turn comes, and I have no choice but to be on garbage every day. So that, you know, that's why we wanted that too, because I know that, you know, I'm not going to leave at 20 years. I know I'm not. I'm only going to be 53. I can't retire yet. Can't collect Social Security. I can collect my pension, but, you know, I'm 53. So I know that I'm going to stay a minimum 25 years. So with that being said, why would I want to take garbage now every day? I don't.
Yeah.
I want to give my body a rest. So if I can do recycling, I'll do recycling for the next 5 to 6 years or however long it takes me to be on garbage every single day. Once I hit 11 years or 10 years, I'll probably be on garbage every day. So, you know. So I want to take whatever break I can take as far as being on recycling or garbage. I'd rather be on recycling.
Is it hard on your body? The way that you were describing it sounds.
Oh yeah, it is hard. Because you know the constant. It's all repetitive. It's all repetitive motion. You know your knees jumping up and jumping in and out of the truck. Pounding on the knees. Just lower back. Always, you know, shoulders, because you're always doing the same motion. You know, you're always doing the same motion. You know, some guys bend at the knees. Most don't. They don't pick up a bag the right way. They don't pick up a pail the right way. Because they're just trying to get their job done. Not that they're, you know, doing it because they want to get hurt. They're just trying to do their job. So, you know, they just want to get, when it's cold out, you really don't want to be out in the street when it's 15 degrees picking up garbage. But you got to do what you got to do. And we have to pick up the garbage. So, yeah, they're out there.
Yeah.
So they may be working a little bit faster. To try to get done because it's freezing out. But, you know, when you're doing, you know, 12, 13, 11 tons a day for 5 days, you know, that's, if you do 12 tons a day, like that's 60 tons.
Yeah.
60 tons a day times 365 days, because we don't work 365. I think we work 200 and, no, there's 200 hours. That's 200 hours, 25 days. That's 40, 5, 10, 15, 25. I think we work like 215 days, I think it is. 255 days. So do that times, you know, a week. Break that down by weeks. Yeah. We actually work 47 weeks.
Yeah.
So 60 tons a week for 20, you know, for 47 weeks times 25 years.
Yeah. How do you guys sort of rest your bodies, or how do you guys...
I rest my body as soon as I come. I mean, I work. I come home. I try to relax.
Yeah.
You know, after my day's over, because my day doesn't end when my day at sanitation ends.
You have your painting job.
I go do whatever jobs I have to do. And then when I get home, which is usually about 7:30, 8 o'clock, from, you know, my day starts at 4:30 in the morning, because that's when I get up. It doesn't end until about 7:38. On any given day, and then I'll relax for like an hour or two, and I'll try to be in bed by 9 o'clock, 9:30 the latest.
Right.
Anything after that, I'll be worthless the next day, because I'll be really tired.
Yeah. Is that what your weekly schedule usually looks like?
Yes. Yes, and you know, we have a revolving day off, so Sunday we're always off, and then we have a revolving day off during the week. Every week it changes to the following day. Like this week for me was supposed to be Friday, but I changed it to Saturday because, you know, my friends took me out for my birthday.
Right.
But this week coming up, since my day off last week was Friday, this week coming up, Saturday. And then for the new week,
It'll be Monday.
So I'll have a 3-day weekend. Oh, okay. Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
Because we're always off Sunday. And then the following week, Tuesday, the following week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, like that.
That must be nice when that happens.
Yeah, it does. I like the 3-day weekends, but I don't like it because I have to work Tuesday to Saturday. It just makes it a really long week.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.